Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in. I hope this podcast inspires you, encourages you, and challenges you, and motivates you. And guess what? 2021 is finally coming to an end. It's finally coming to an end. And the title of this podcast is going to be Gripping Fear or Outrageous Faith. You choose. Gripping fear or outrageous faith. You choose. You see, we all have a choice from day to day. We all have a choice to live in fear or to walk in faith. I got into a discussion with a pastor and he ended up deleting me on Instagram because I questioned him on closing his church for this coming weekend services. He wanted to do it all online and he wanted to justify all the reasons why he thought he should close the church, and I respectfully disagreed with him and he deleted me. I believe that when we're closing churches down, we're not giving people the opportunity to walk into a building and have contact with human beings so that we can minister to them on a one-to-one basis. Can God minister through the internet? Yes. But I want to talk to you about, are you going to walk in 2022 with fear and gripped by fear or outrageous faith? Have you thought about it? Have you thought about it? Are you going to let the news freak you out to where you are waiting for the next COVID report? You're waiting for the next stock report. You're waiting for the next digital currency report because you know everything in your life hinges on those things. Are you worried about losing your home? Are you worried about losing your job? Are you going to allow it to move you into a state of panic, anxiety, and fear? Is it going to keep you up at night? Or are you going to walk in faith? You cannot walk in faith if you don't get in the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can't walk in faith believing God and not know how he operates, what he says, what his promises are. How could you believe God? What do you believe in God for if God never said he was going to do it to begin with? I want to challenge you this year in 2022. Who are you in 2022? Are you going to get in that Word so the Word changes your thoughts? The Word changes how you think. And when the Word changes how you think, it's going to change how you speak. And the words that you say. You see, the Word is going to give you and strengthen and build your faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing that Word over and over again. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Are you looking at your circumstance? Are you looking at your circumstances? Have you been looking at your circumstances in 2021? And are you going to continue to look at your circumstances in 2022? Or are you going to look to God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine, according to the power that's at work within us? How is 2022 going to define you? You may live one day. What are you going to do with that one day? What are you going to be saying if the Lord gives you a whole year? Is it going to be the same old sob story? Is it going to be the same victim mentality? Is it going to be the same old thing another year? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Are you going to live with outrageous faith this year? Are you going to step out of the boat of comfort and mediocrity and into the supernatural move of God? Or are you going to stay right where you are? Because you're so gripped in fear. I know people that are going through a lot of struggles. Are you going to let Dr. Fauci control your destiny, make you wonder if you're going to live another month? Guess what? It's not up to Dr. Fauci how long you live and what you can do with your family. It's not up to the government. It's not up to the president. God is our protector, our provider, our healer, our shelter, our help in times of trouble. And we want to run to all of these other sources and gods, little g, that absolutely mean nothing. What is it going to be for you? Are you going to be gripped with fear? Or are you going to walk in outrageous faith? What are you going to change this year? Maybe it's time in the Word. The Bible says that those that seek after God lack no good thing. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. The Bible says that when you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. How could you delight yourself in the Lord apart from His Word? You can't do it. So 2020, we had COVID. COVID came, and we watched all the idols fall. All of them. Everything we put our trust and hope in. All the little gods we put our hope in, and all of them fell. Then 2021 came, and the government and politicians and all of these people stoked the fire of fear even more. What's 2022 going to be like? I promise you nothing's going to go back to normal. It's not ever going to be the same as it was in 2019. We can count on that. But are we going to count on walking in fear, being gripped by fear and anxiety and tossing and turning at night? Are we going to walk in faith? Are you going to stop looking at your circumstances and start looking to a God who is faithful, who heals, who inspires, who motivates, who challenges, who takes us out of our comfort zone? God is not the God of comfort and complacency. If you're comfortable and complacent, rest assured God is not behind it. God wants you to get out of that comfort zone. And that might be where you need to go in 2022. Maybe it's changing a friend. Maybe it's changing your whole group of friends. Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's stepping out in what you know God has called you to do versus what you've been doing that just pays the bills. You can't live to work. You've got to work to live. And yes, God wants us to work. God says that a lazy man shall not eat. We've got to step out of our comfort zone and do what God has called us to do. God has given us the ability to obtain wealth, like I've said in podcasts past. But the ability to obtain wealth is for one purpose, and that's to establish His kingdom, to tell people the good news of Jesus. So many people in church are gripped with fear. They're just gripped with fear. And I understand it from time to time, but you cannot live there. Friend, don't live there. Get in the Word. Let the Word change you. Let the Word change your heart. Let the Word change your mind. Let the Word change your attitude. Don't let anybody tell you how you should live other than God. Let God's Word tell you how you should live. Let God's Word tell you what you should believe. In 2022, are you going to be gripped with fear or have overwhelming, inspiring faith? Guess what, friend? You get to choose. But faith doesn't come without work. Faith does not come by ignoring God's Word. Faith does not come without prayer. Faith does not come by staying away from God's Word. We need to be in that Word. We need to devour that Word. That Word needs to be inside of us. I can't tell you how many times God's Word becomes my Word, and God's Word becomes my Word, and my Word ministers a Word to someone else. I'm not smart enough to come up with this stuff. It's all God. I'm not smart enough. Are you going to be gripped with fear? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of tossing and turning at night? Are you tired of wondering where and how you're going to meet your bills? Trust God. Trust God. When it looks impossible, trust God. God is your provider. God is your source. God shall provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't let 2022 be another year where you come to the end of it and you say, I'm no better off than I was in 2021. Make it a year to remember. Shake the kingdom. Shake your community for his kingdom. Don't settle for being average. Don't settle for complacency. Don't settle for being comfortable. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.